What'd you say? Come on in here for a minute. Come on. This is a, are you a Course in Miracles student? Or perhaps a Course in Miracles teacher? Okay. Welcome to this time and place, where for the first time in the history of the aggregation of the illusion of the possibility of separation, we're going to try to describe to you conceptually how miracles are accomplished. And the attention I'm going to draw you to immediately in this association of the idea of a miracle, the idea that it's possible to undergo an instant of the reassociation of your conceptual, objective, physical, mental, and emotional self-identity in an instant of the entirety of awareness, paused me to enter into the idea of how our miracles accomplished. The little statement underneath that says, it's only a matter of time. Okay, come on in. I know there's a lot of you now are watching me on the satellite. There are reports that I have taken on some sort of celebrity status. The accomplishments that I am offering you in our performance of our mutual recognition of each other in no way involve self-recognition of separation in relationships with body form. One of the more difficult things for you to perceive in the teachings of my Savior, who represented me in my process of illumination, was very simply, there's nothing outside of you that can show you the truth of you in the miracle reassociation of yourself without the change of your mind, as occurred perhaps right there. You remember in our last episode we attempted to answer the question, what is A Course in Miracles? We proceeded to demonstrate that A Course in Miracles is a moment of instantaneous communication, not in any way connected to the longevity of time. There it was. Here it is again. Wherever you're watching this video of a correspondence of light energy in association with who you think I am and who you think you are, if you let me proceed into a new factoring of our relationship in space-time, you will feel the joy. Let's go to what we're going to teach. Say to me the here and now. Say it again. Yeah. I'm going to show you the here and now, and the process where you will come to know the truth of this will include the entirety of your sojourn in time. Wherever you occupied yourself in the idea of your body association, your identity as you are there right now, I am going to represent to you in another frame of time your capacity to understand in a view of your own circumstance of reality, a shorter distance in the goal that you are seeking in lateral time. So say to me, it's only a matter of time. Yeah. You're representing a body who has come into this association, found correspondence in the energy of light form, the density of ideas of location in space-time, and are in an identity possession that allows you to predict in the future what has happened to you in the past at a particular speed of light, established by you in this consortium of separation that demonstrate your capacity to find a location. I'll be talking to you in just a moment from the one of the science magazines was given to me yesterday, everything about space-time, and I'll look at it in just a moment because I want to recommend to you that all of the so-called scientific evidence of what everyone is telling us about our relationship in space-time can be demonstrated in our Course in Miracles. Because ultimately, the idea of our association with each other cannot exclude objective correspondences at the speed of light. Look with me. We are attempting to correspond within the illusion of light factoring that demonstrates our separate locations. Yet the relative distance to our objective associations with each other, while we may express it as 1,000 miles or perhaps 1,000 years, there is obviously within our factor of association with each other a correspondence that demonstrates a location in space-time. The fundamental practice of our Course in Miracles is to show you in a reasonable perspective that all of this world is always over, and that your observation of it can be in the particulars of a present location, or what you would term another location, based on your desirability to find the solution outside of the frame of the instantaneous evidence that would be available to you through the miracle that's occurring at this time. So, welcome to what we will term an advanced teacher of the Course. I have undergone an instantaneous experience of recognition of my own individual body association in space-time. Look at me. It's different than yours. Now, the practice of the idea that you as a body are in a different location of space-time is easily observed if you will recognize that every body that you come in contact with is in a different location in space-time. He's in his own correspondence with himself, objectified by who he thinks he is, in which he searches for correspondences in space-time of separate identities who are operating relatively in their own idea about themselves. Look at me. Within the Holy Spirit, within the tachyon field of energy, there is no relationship at any moment with what you term objective reality. We term that, say to me, instantaneous communication. There it was. Now, that's a miracle. Just for that moment, I helped you relocate yourself in a different continuum of time. Now, the disadvantage you may feel about that is your determination to represent yourself, we use the term slow time, in a particular evidence of dark light, all right, ostensibly moving at 186,000 miles a second in its entirety, in which you progress within the very short time you're here. Say you're going to be here 1 century. You come here, you live here, and you're obliviated based on your predetermination to let this sequence in time represent what you are. What I'm going to attempt to show you on this video is that the idea of space-time location is completely relative. Look at me. There's no secret about this. The scientific evidence of the relativity of time has been demonstrated objectively, both subatomically and in association with quasars or neutron stars of energy or explosions out in the universe. So how are miracles accomplished? By altering time. Listen, if you alter time, you cannot not alter the space of your location. We'll take just a moment to remind you of the procedure by which we are attempting to demonstrate to you the idea that all space-time is going on right here and now. But it's going to require a very fundamental admission of what we term the keynote of salvation. That's the simple admission of self-responsibility. Listen. What I see reflects a process in my mind which starts with my idea of what I want. From there, my mind makes up an image of the thing the mind desires, judges valuable, and therefore seeks to find. These images are then projected outward, looked upon, esteemed as real, and guarded as one's own. Look, from insane wishes comes an insane world. From judgment comes a world condemned. And from forgiving thoughts, a gentle world comes forth with mercy for the Holy Son of God to offer him a kindly home where he can rest a while before he journeys on and help his brothers walk ahead with him and find the way to heaven and to God. Good. We're at a very fundamental admission that this world is your idea. Look at it with me. Okay. The particulars of the reflections that you're getting within the correspondence of your body form in relationship with me can only demonstrate to you where you believe you are in your location of space-time. Yet we know from science observation that in the relative association of space-time objectively, first, no objects can occupy the apparent location in space-time simultaneously except in the collapse of objective association. And second, the measurement of time itself is what determines the outcome that we want. Why is that true? A measurement is an indication of where you have located your own self-identity within the time factor. And in that correspondence of yourself, you will believe that you are in this world's continuum of time, and all the objectivity that you observe within that frame of time demonstrates your individual location in space-time. Now, the fundamental practice of the mind of Jesus in the Course in Miracles from out of time, or any mind who has observed momentarily the entirety of the illusionary nature, the elusive idea that you can actually locate yourself in time, are an offering of a procedure wherein the power of your own mind, through a decision that you can make, since these are correspondences of your own self, you can change your mind about yourself, and what'll happen? The world will change. All around you are idols of objective association in which you have found correspondence with your objective body. As a healer, as a teacher of God, and there's now thousands of us going out into the world, what are we going to represent to you? An alteration of your space-time continuum. Now, we can't do it in the matrix of the formulation of spatial evidence, very simply because there is no source of reality in any aggregation of a past demonstration within time. That is, in the final collapse, that is, going directly to the black hole of energy, there is momentarily no correspondence whatsoever in time. At that moment, the entirety of correspondence in an instant was reestablished. Say to me, time lasted but a moment in my mind. There. That moment right there that we just shared in this aggregation of self-identities that previously operated in alterations of time are demonstrating our capacity of instantaneous communication. When? Where? There. There you did it. Now, let's look at what you're afraid of, because that was healing. You were healed instantly, because you are already whole and perfect. But the reestablishment of an image of light form that the old man, they call me the old man in space-time, the master teacher, because there's no question that I can move sequentially anywhere I want in time. That's why the body that I'm demonstrating to you now, are you listening to me? Is not 76 years old. Ask me how old I am. I'm as old as you'll allow me to be in the certainty that we have moments of communication that demonstrate the single reality that was present with us at the time of the schism, at the idea that we were separate from what everything is. Your allowance for the particulars of the power of light that I am representing to you are nothing but instances of communication, which is what you're afraid of. Our whole Course in Miracles is based on our certainty that you are in a literal sense. Because you have established yourself in space-time and believe in the concreteness of your body association, that if you lose it, you'll be annihilated. What I'm offering you is my certainty that in your apparent momentary annihilation will be a complete reassociation of the molecular association of the vision of the power of light that corresponds with our attempt to communicate. Can you see that with me? Shall I do this from a little science approach? Let's do it this way. Whoop. What was the distance between the moment in which I corresponded with this camera and the moment that I corresponded with this? Are you ready? All the distance there will ever be. The relative association, I think you heard that, between our correspondences at the speed of light will always demonstrate our previous associations based on the longevity of time in which we believe we are operating. Here's the magazine right here. I think I have it here. Yeah, here it is. Scientific American, will you get this copy of Time? Everything you've ever wanted to know about time is going to be contained within some sort of factoring of associations, both physically, mentally, perhaps even emotionally, with ideas that represent space and time together in the aggregation of our apparent civilization on Earth. I'm really not concerned about the outcomes that are reached by conceptual minds in regard to the solutions offered by miracle identities in our association with each other, that is how you are viewing me at this moment. But I can represent to you, okay, my certainty that in the relativity of time, you can observe that there are variant passages of time not connected to what you think time is. This contains the idea, very simply, and I'll do it because it's in correspondence with our Course in Miracles. From the idea of Einstein's theory of relativity, the closer that you get in acceleration to the speed of light, the less time will pass. That wasn't difficult. That's a fact of the matter. The problem that you have with that observation is that in a comparison of your newfound relative association in time, time will appear to have passed out in the world, even though it hasn't passed for you. And in that sense, it will be the loss of your location with the identities that previously factored your cultural association. This article in Scientific American says very simply, tells the paradox of the twins. One of them gets into a spaceship and goes out very rapidly approaching the speed of light, okay? 1 year passes within the fabric as it approaches light. When it returns to Earth, 100 years will have passed on Earth, or maybe 50, or maybe 20. I'm not concerned about that, but I am concerned that you understand that in the acceleration of time that I am offering you will be contained the paradox that in the discovery of the illumination of your mind in space-time, this old world will appear to be stretching out almost indefinitely in ideas of occupying time, coming here, getting old, and dying. The fundamental basis of this Course in Miracles, and I want you to listen to me because this is what a miracle is to increase your own association in space-time by demonstrating the wellness of your body through the power of the love of God and our associations with each other that alleviate the necessity for you to find longevity in slow time. Look, how are miracles accomplished? Like that. How are miracles being accomplished? Like this. By momentary observations of ourselves in correspondences in frames of time where we have previously struggled to maintain our separate objective associations. So that while we strive to meet in time, it's impossible that we will. For though I have accelerated my own ideas within a reference of objectivity, when I return, I find to my dismay that you're an old lady and I'm still young and vital. Are you beginning to get a feeling for what I'm going to offer you in the next 30 minutes? I'm going to show you how our course, miracles, the idea of our course works. I'm going to review real basically the idea of the text where it says this is a required course. And it's going to say only the time it takes, all right, is under your direction and that the curriculum must be all inclusive for you to reach the solution that I am offering you. And in that sense, you're going to make the admission with me that all of the aggregations of space-time found in ideas you have about yourself are going on at this time. We call this continuity of time. And perhaps I'll read to you that the figures that represent your momentary location in space-time are binding you in dark light to your own massive location and denying you the instant communication of this course that would be available to you in the simple defenselessness of yourself in the ideas of where you're located. Certainly that would be a factor based on the speed of light. So I'm back in time, having accelerated my efforts to death episodes and returning at this space and time to assure you that through speeding up the occupancy of your molecular self-identity, you will retain a youth and vitality based on instantaneous, spontaneous conversion of the cellular relationship of your body form. say to me, a miracle. It's nothing but a spontaneous remission. You there who were sick with that cancer, it's impossible that you be sick. That time frame is already over within your own identity. I'm not offering you the repair of the tumor. I'm offering you the repair of the space-time that you think you're in. My goodness sake, I think you heard me. How could you hear me? It would be an experience of the reassociation of the healing factor of our minds and the power of our love for each other. Okay, I'll be right back. Remember that the power of the light and love of God goes with us wherever we go, because God is the mind of the application of that power through the recognition first of ourself and then of a new location in space-time. So we can say together, God bless us, each and every one, and especially you, right there, at this time. I'll be right back. When? Where? It's a miracle. What occurred? We began to communicate. It's important that you remember with me that all of the factoring of objectivity that appears to be going on out in this world is really only going on in your own mind. How difficult is that for you in a fundamental conceptual admission? It's not difficult at all. You are already exercising in slow time particulars of the memories that you hold in your mind about characterizations within your own association that demonstrate body correspondences in objective ideas about slow time that do not allow you to see how rapidly the conversion of your mind can occur at this instant. Certainly, if I'm the twin who, in this first half hour, if you didn't see it, who was in a spaceship, this is the Einstein idea, that was approaching the speed of light, all right, in which the time did not pass within that parameter of spatial observation. When I return, 1,000 years could have passed on Earth. Yet I am returning with a facility or a faculty of an agency of conversion of space-time. Shall I tell you where that occurs in our religious association? I'm a savior of the world. Are you familiar with the teachings of the author of the Course, Jesus Christ? He occurs somewhere in space-time. Obviously, you think it was 2,000 years ago, that's crazy. It was last week. My certainty that it was last week has been an acceleration of my time identity with Jesus, who represented to me the converting nature that was possible within the slow time association. Very obviously, the very first thing that he told you was your dependency on your old establishment. Okay, the idea of dragging your self-identity and objectiveness of separation from reality had caused you the power of light, the power of God, have caused you to find a correspondence in time that's going to last another 10,000 years. As I understand the particulars, the entire time of the catastrophe was about 12,000 million years. I'm concerned about what reference you gather from that within this little cycle of time that you appear to represent, except contained within the fabric of your idea of time from the moment that the schism lasted and was totally repaired will be everything in which you identify yourself in our correspondences within your particular illusion of body identity. Okay, listen. Say to me, this world was over a long time ago. So I try it. It ended for me. When Jesus appeared here, and you can practice this conceptually if you want, he said, the time will come and did when you will no longer associate with your past identity, project them into the future, and operate within the illusion of the possibility of the establishment in space-time. I am going to demonstrate that certainty to you by performing a resurrection. I don't care where you hear this. Would you like to hear how I feel about it? You're listening? You're either going to resurrect at this moment in time, be converted entirely, and be gone from here, or you will be nothing but a continuing travail of suffering and pain that demonstrate your individual determination, as factored by your own objective identity in time, to retain that correspondence. Now, in the Matrix, the interlocking views of individual associations representing various times can be brought together and established as a form of sequentiality. Huh? Yet any observation of it would show you instantly that it's already over, so that the resurrection of Jesus occurred at the beginning of this video, if you will let it. Because the resurrection of any objective association of the power of conversion based on molecular associations of time that justify location can occur instantly in any self-identity, which is the consciousness of a human being. Very simply, awareness that he's aware. Are you aware of who you are? Good. You? Not someone else? Say to me, there isn't anyone else. Yes. The fabric of association of objective, mutual, denied totality of self-identity represents the human condition of an organization in time that demonstrates relatively the idea of longevity. Listen, there's no such thing as longevity. I just demonstrated to you that it's relative. In Einstein's theory, when I came back into time from what was 10,000 years by your perspective, I showed you how right here and now you can accomplish it in your own mind. Do you see that? But you're going to have to be allowed within the mind training to continue to look at an alternative of the power of light. It's available to you now, okay, at this time. Here's a nice prayer for you. Let's listen together just for a moment in that moment of correspondence, and we're going to begin to recognize each other. Look. This instant is the only time there is. I have conceived of time in such a way that I defeat my aim. If I elect to reach past time to timelessness, I must change my perception of what time is for. I'm back with you just for a moment. This is one of the prayer lessons in this mind training. I love it so much because you could pick this up at any time and begin to recite it in the first person. Because it's directing your attention to a reassociation, are you ready, of what time is for, why you're here. Your response to me when I return to you from out of time is to be here in order to demonstrate your individual temporal capacity to occupy that body form, leave here, and be annihilated. Yes or no? Say yes. Say to me, everybody dies. Why? Because that's the sequence of time that I am in. Are you happy with that sequence of time? It's a demonstration of your capacity to stretch a nanosecond, or even shorter time than that, into a series of seconds that find longevity in the stretching of a correspondence that lasted but a moment. Oh, I was in the middle of a prayer, wasn't I? Listen. I must change my perception of what time is for, Father. Time's purpose cannot be to keep the past and future one. The only interval in which I can be saved from time is now. For in this instant has forgiveness come to set me free. Listen, the birth of Christ is now, without a past or future. He has come to give his present blessing to the world, restoring it to timelessness and love. And love is ever present right here and right now. Father, thanks for this instant. It is now I am redeemed. This instant is the time you have appointed for your son's release and for salvation of the world in him. Look at me just for a moment in the idea of what we just expressed to each other. Will you notice with me that it was in a form of prayer? The very fundamental idea that I am offering you and that you found right at that moment was a simple conceptual acknowledgement, at least beginning with a conceptual idea, that the source of all reality is singular and that the universe is an eternally creating power of mind in which you are a whole part. What is my offering to you in this healing procedure? The offering of my Savior Jesus, who appears here, says to you, you're whole and perfect as you were created, further admonishes you that all of the power of earth and heaven is given to you and asks you to use it accordingly. You have the dilemma of locating yourself in space-time in which you are getting a reflection, are you listening, of the protection of yourself in what you believe is your location. Look with me at this. There's no such thing as location. If the mind of eternal life is creating forever, why are you obstructing it in an idea of momentary separation that cannot not accumulate into a mass of light that becomes so dense that it's infinite? Say it's an infinite density. That means it's not contained in time at all. And in that instant does the conversion occur. You're obviously trapped somewhere in your observation of escaping from the black hole, in which you continue to re-identify yourself in the cycle of time. These are the billions of galaxies that you see out in this world, quasar galaxies that suddenly explode into bright light and disappear, circular galaxies that demonstrate momentary escapes from the energy of the impactness of black holes. Can I share something with you? When I look at you through the auspices of my own quasaring, my own illumination, I see you as separate galaxies. The idea that you have molecular associations at subatomic levels in relative associations of time are the entirety of the nature of the teaching about time that are in the Science magazine. How long is a nanosecond? It's a billionth of a second. How long is a second then to a billionth of a second? A very long time. How long is 13,000 million years? A very long time relative to your association in this slow time. How long is it really? Just an instant. I'm going to try this. What I'm offering to you in the resurrection of your individual body correspondence, I'm getting excited, I think you're hearing me. I'm speaking now as an illuminate, as a teacher of God, as a performer of the act of healing. This is our Course in Miracles. There's thousands of you now. I looked at your old references. You called this saviorship, avatarship, illumination, identities of body, miracles that are being performed, associations of fear within the dream of death that represents you. You look at me. I have absolutely no concern about that. Listen, I'm concerned about you. I'm concerned about the problem you are having in hearing what I'm telling you. A light factor of power in which we share moments of love through forgiveness. The problem you have in hearing me is you are trapped in an association of slow time that justifies your aging process. Here I go out. I'm back with all of the youth and vitality, and you're looking around for the 76-year-old guy who is an image of your own mind that you're determined to hold on to people in your own mind, to justify your own age process. Now, shall I tell you, and I know you're going to check my history in this slow time, and you will believe that I'm, I don't know, 3/4 of a century. I was in World War II and I fought the battle. Was it this body? It was this body rejuvenating constantly by a moment of total devastation that allowed me to take my devastation with me. This whole Course in Miracles offers you a moment of complete desolation. It's a moment in your own mind. Many, many of you have experienced this. Come on. Come on now. Say to me, I hit a bottom, but I recovered. Good. Good. At that moment, you reassociated yourself in an unsolvable problem with a solution that could be reached from a factor of light and love not contained within the continuum. What'd you do? Turn your will and your life over to the care of God? Are you demonstrating to me now the independence that was brought to you by the dependence on your creative source? Are you healed? Say to me, I'm healed. Yes. What are you healed of? You're healed of your addiction to the correspondences of your self-identity. In the course, we call this your ego, who is hell-bent on demonstrating your capacity to reach solutions that will justify your own termination. What you're most afraid of in this Course in Miracles is my predetermination through my own revelation that you can't die. You are addicted to the idea of death, and it takes formulations within your own mind that justify your emotional involvement with the perceptions of individuals that correspond to the drama you're playing out in slow time. Okay. I'm going to do 1 minute of There Is No Death, the Son of God is free from our course. Listen. Death is a thought that takes on many forms, often unrecognized, that demonstrate what a human being is. It may appear as sadness, fear, anxiety, doubt, anger, faithlessness, lack of trust, concern for bodies, envy, and all forms in which the wish to be as you are not may come to tempt you. All such thoughts are but reflections of the worshiping of death as Savior and as giver of release. Look at me. I'm going to threaten you with something. I'm threatening you with the longevity that you believe constitutes your own location in space-time. Say to me, the human conceptual mind depends on death. Yeah. Are you listening? Time is an invention of your temporal mind that justifies the sequentiality in which you believe that you are. You absolutely depend on it. You pretend not to. You pretend to believe that you can live in this cycle of time, but down the road is the foreboding evidence that at any second you can be wiped out. Say to me, fear. Yes. The idea of time and space cannot not be what fear is. Look, one more paragraph. All things but death are seen to be unsure, too quickly lost, however hard to gain, uncertain in their outcome, apt to fail the hopes they once engendered, and to leave the taste of dust and ashes in their wake, in place of aspirations and of dreams. What? Death is counted on, for it will come with certain steps when the time has come for its arrival. It will never fail to take all life as hostage to itself. I watch the procedures, by which you protect yourself in your association with the idea of death. Shall I tell you what you do within your body form, their objective mind? You give identification to forms of association of possessive ideas about yourself and live within the aspiration of death. Do you hear me? Literally, you possess the things that you love. Can you hear me? Okay. That's what fear is. Shall I try it with you very simply in the moments that we have left in this hour? Love does not possess. The eternal love of God does not possess you, but release you in the entirety of the identity we have with Him. Do you know what you're doing as representing yourself in time? You're taking all of the love of God, all of the love that we cannot not be sharing together, justifying your own space location as a body, possessing ideas about yourself, laying up stores of potential that justify your idea of being located in space-time. It's not true. I guess from a religious point of view is that you can't serve God and mammon. My Savior Jesus said, don't lay up stores here. If you store here, it will justify your death. I'm going to deny to you your need to store anything. My capacity of giving can show you, if you want to, that as long as you locate yourself in space-time, you will be a warehouse of unused love by which you intend to perform the act of death by separating yourself from your creative source. I see our first hour, our first 57 minutes in our attempts to reassociate with each other in this holy instant in this Course in Miracles by showing you that the accomplishment of the miracle is only a matter of time. With your permission, and without your permission, I'm going to come back into this sequence of time and offer you a package of converting agencies of light form in ideas about our formulation on this little planet that will offer you, we call this A Course in Miracles. It's a course in training your mind in a systematic way to be here and now. Look at me. What did we share in the passion of self-recognition? Recognition of each other. Are we going to use the power that is ours in the universe now, rather than depending on the little isolation of establishment that keeps us in slow time? I'm back from your future telling you that it's going to end and can end right now, rather than having you stretch it out. Here we are. We're going to shorten time for you. Okay. We're going to collapse it by showing you before you came into time and after you left. And it's occurring right here and now. Remember that God goes with us wherever we go, including this circumference of at-one-ment, because God is the mind with which we are thinking. Will you say it with me? God bless us, each and every one, and most especially you, as Savior of the world.